And now, a word from our sponsor. Are you feeling down and underappreciated? Do you need an afternoon pickup so you can face the day with the enthusiasm you once had so very long ago? Then come on down to Awards R Us. Just imagine basking in the glory of being the number one emoticon expressor, or the champion of copy machine face oil painting, or the victor of office nail clipping. You can be the award winner of your dreams. Just visit Awards R Us and see why we're so amazing that we even gave ourselves an award. Awards R Us. Be the winner of your own egocentric imagination. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 161.
Your body can bring ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Danny.
No, actually, she's not.
Wow, Danny got turned into a mouse.
I was practicing for something,
Oh, actually, gosh.
That's not the voice I'm going to use, but...
Are you
going to
practice turning her back into a person?
Well, maybe, because
You're married to a mouse. You're married to a little church mouse. And you're putting her in a cage to keep her from running and digging into the walls and turning all your insulation into kind of a wet mess. You don't want to have to call pest control on your wife, you know? So turn her back into a church mouse.
That's where the metaphor stops.
What?
That's where the metaphor breaks down.
Why does it break? What?
I just picked a point.
Okay.
But actually, I do have to try to imitate Jenny's voice in a little bit, because she has sent me some feedback to share later, and it's a full story, and she had me asked me to only read the instructions, and then later, and then when I read this later, and this will be later, that's a tease, when I read this later, it will be my first time reading it, and it's a script where I have to play all three parts in this, and one of those is her voice. So I was just practicing a little bit.
Wow. Well, that, and she actually has been turned into a church mouse, and that explains her absence.
Right. Well, please follow along with our show notes if you'd like to get any links or videos or images or pictures or anything like that that we mention in this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/161.
We're getting so old.
We are.
161. We're going to have to figure out 200 soon.
Well,
maybe we can do another video podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Well, at some point, we could just change the show into a video podcast because, like, well, here's
the
thing.
Man, you're just changing everything into everything. Wives into church mice, audio podcasts into video podcasts, muffins into dogs. Oh, yeah, that happened too.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's a lot easier to do a video podcast with just two people because you could have one microphone between two people. So we've got that going for us now. But let's be honest, Jeremy.
I would love that.
Neither of us really look that great. So our viewership, our audience would go down the more they see us.
Well, that might be true.
That's why we're probably going to keep this as an audio podcast.
It is a lot easier to podcast audio and not video.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would hate to have to wear my tuxedo every week. Because right now I only wear it like every other week. So if we were doing video all the time, I would feel obligated.
And it's really awkward too. The times you show up in a tuxedo is when I'm in my Hawaiian outfit.
And by Hawaiian outfit, He's talking grass skirt and coconuts.
No, I actually dress up like the state of Hawaii. And like whenever I open my mouth, it's like a volcano that's just lava starts spewing out.
Yes.
One of these days, I think I'll switch islands that I dress up as.
And pick what? Guam?
Well, I was thinking one of the other Hawaiian islands.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, I could do Guam or Barbados.
I was imagining you were actually dressed up. I guess I was thinking state level. So you were dressed up as the entire chain of Hawaiian islands, which is quite a feat considering there has to be space in between.
That's when Jenny and I have a family. And then like each of our kids will be dressed up as one of the different states. I'll be the big island. And she'll be the next biggest one. And then, like, all our kids will be the little islands.
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Let's do that, Jenny. Let's move on, though, to this. You don't have to practice. I do.
That was Jenny the Mouse.
Funny stuff from the last week or so. I have a new nickname.
Hawaii boy?
No, not quite. Oh. I am trying something now. Due to my Lewis family curse, I am destined to lose my hair.
That's a thing? Oh.
Yeah.
What else does the curse entail?
I have a balding spot on my head, slowly balding. And as you know, Jenny has said that she will kiss my bald spot, my bald head, when it occurs. But in the meantime, the hair is thinning and all of this. So I thought, and we've talked about maybe one of these summers, just trying to shave it all off and see how I look completely bald. And we're going to try that at some point. But I thought before we do, this could be my last chance to see what I look like with longer hair.
I'm trying to imagine it. And I think that... Don't do it.
Think of... like a little egg with a couple of chicks popping out, like beep, 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 beep.
So,
like bird chicks.
Right.
Which is a Despicable Me reference.
Like bird chicks. So your head would look like an egg. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Maybe. Then I'd be an egghead. But anyway, I'm experimenting with growing the hair out, and especially as the backs of my hair, I mean the back of my head where the hair is, starts to get longer.
The back of my head where the hair is.
And as it starts to curl slightly up in the back, I realize that I'm finally starting to look a little bit like the person whose hairstyle I used to always want to imitate as a kid.
Justin Bieber?
No, MacGyver.
So you're saying 80s MacGyver?
Unless there's something else. There's not like MacGyver 2000.
Well, that's true.
Like Knight Rider 2000.
Yeah, that would have a new theme song just like Knight Rider.
But instead, that's not my nickname that I've inherited recently from my beloved wife.
What is it? Pigtails?
No. Instead, she's decided to focus on the different hair that's growing on my head, and that is my beard that I've been growing.
The different hair that's growing on my head.
And
okay.
My head is a rainbow of hair colors. I have sandy blonde on the top, and it darkens a little bit near my sideburns. Then it turns red during part of my mustache or during part of my beard. And then like right
during his facial hair is now a time frame.
It is. It very much is. There's a timeline of life here. And then there's a hurricane on both sides, which represents some very rough spots in my life.
That's true. Longtime listeners know this about you.
But I have the spot just under my lower lip. I don't know what that little spot is called, but it's the little tuft of hair that's there. That spot is actually kind of white. So I have all of these different colors.
I thought you just were sloppy with the milk that you drank earlier.
A lifetime of sloppiness with milk results in this. You too can have a great looking not body like this. Drink your milk every day.
A great looking not body?
But anyway, my new nickname, because of the majority of the color of my beard, My new nickname sounds nice and piratey. Redbeard.
Redbeard. I like it. So, if you shave your head and your beard, though, your nickname is going to be Observer.
Red Observer.
That's Red One. A Fringe reference.
Red One Observer, which I haven't finished Fringe yet.
I know you haven't.
Those guys are bald. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. Yeah.
But that's my random noodle update from Captain Redbeard.
Random noodle update.
Jeremy, what is your random noodle update?
Well, live. Ha! 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 Vroom-tsh. No. In the past, you and Jenny have at least one story about incidents with hot peppers, do you not?
We do.
You do. I believe Jenny made bug killer, yes?
Yeah, basically pepper spray for bugs.
Pepper spray for bugs. And you did something more recently wherein you got pepper in your eyes. Pepper oils, yeah? Pepper oils?
It was, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Well, now I make a complete set of ramen noodle podcasters who have had incidents with peppers.
Oh.
Although this was more inflicted on me. I was in a riot and I was sprayed with pepper spray. Ah! No, that's not what happened.
But you should have been there. It was fun. I've never gotten to spray Jeremy with pepper spray before. And I thought in the middle of a riot could be a good opportunity to disguise it as someone else doing it.
It was a riot. And by that, I mean hilarious. No. Here's what happened. Here's the scoop. And this is a good tip to remember for unwanted house guests. You'll understand that soon.
Huh? Are you saying we're going to have an unwanted house guest soon?
No. I'm saying all our listeners will when we come stay with each and every one of them on our trip across America and around the world.
When the bell tolls one.
Coming in 2036.
Yeah, I'm available on that day.
Wow.
I have to check.
I'm trying to decide. I'm having an internal debate right now. This is a funny story, but should I attribute the responsible party with the responsibility?
Was it released under Creative Commons attribution license? Then you don't have to attribute.
I don't. But I'm going to anyway. Some of you will remember our friend Dan from Once Podcast.
Yes. God rest his soul.
Yes. Well, he was cooking some things the other day. I went over. We were going to watch some Doctor Who. It was all just a nice, normal day when suddenly he asks a simple question. Do you like jalapeno? Yes, I responded. Next thing I know, he's cooking up. He's like frying onions and sausage and jalapenos. Sausage? And he starts choking over the stove. And I was like, huh, it must be strong. I was across the room and I was trying to talk. And all of a sudden, my voice was just gone. It was just, I almost couldn't feel it at first. And then I started to choke.
And then a darkness suddenly spread across the room.
Pretty much. So we actually had to open the sliding glass door and go outside. We had to evacuate the house because of Dan's cooking. No, not his cooking, but because of a jalapeno. Don't cut up an entire jalapeno and put it in a skillet. It's a bad idea.
Was that all he put in the skillet?
Well, no, but it was just onions and sausage for the rest of it. So yeah, don't do that. Unless, like I said, you have unwanted house guests. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to make you food.
While you rob me, would you mind having something to eat?
Not that kind of unwanted house guest.
I've always wanted to entertain guests. Like scripture says, you might have entertained angels unawares. So I want to entertain you by making this wonderful meal for you. And I hope that you're really an angels unawares.
Wow. Doxin in the chat room is asking if it was the onions. No, I'm familiar with the eye burn of onions. This literally took my breath away. It removed my ability to breathe properly. Most things do not make me cough or choke. This made me choke and cough. And we fled.
That seems like kind of one of those things, like when someone runs into a spider web and you're from a distance looking at them, like suddenly flailing their arms around and all of this stuff, or when there's a little bug around someone and you see them doing this weird dance. I could imagine, like, from a third person view, looking in and watching you guys just suddenly.
Like, it worked after all this time.
It would have been great to be outside in my Darth Vader uniform just going.
You have that?
Well, I have a black blanket. It's close.
Yes. Yes, you're outside choking us. And the neighbors basically decide to practice their archery because you're scary. No. Some good music.
It's the lazy method of John Williams music. Well, now you know how you can make your home thief-proof, too. Just leave some hot peppers cooking on the stove, and if any thief tries to break in, they'll be like, I can't.
But even like if you're one of those people who doesn't like their in-laws and they're staying too long, or any unwanted house guests, you just say, I'm gonna make you guys breakfast, hang tight. You put on your gas mask and you go to work.
Oh, I always wear a gas mask when I'm cooking, don't you?
It's the safest way.
All American housewives recommended it.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful listeners. If you haven't sent us something funny yet, or if you've sent us something and it wasn't funny, then send us something funny. Email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message through the website. Or mail us something to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. We received something in the mail just today from Minecrafters 3. And I decided to go ahead and open this today and not wait for it because it felt like it was thick and might have tons of money in it, but it didn't, unfortunately. And it says in here, Dear Ramen Noodle, you're forgetting the in there. I hope you enjoy the drawing I made. The character design was not mine. From Minecrafters 3, also known as Faith and Connor. So on the back of some SFG printed paper.
I know. I saw that.
They sent us some drawings of what they're calling the Super Noodle. And it's very similar to the be your own kind of noodle image that you may have seen. Yeah,
they have some very different ideas of what you can do with your hair when it gets a little longer.
Yeah, like pointing it out, maybe coloring it green.
I like how blue. Super Noodle is on the left, but there is a disembodied head that looks almost just like it, just sort of floating off to the right.
I think this was kind of like their testing grounds.
And down here, you've got some, like just one pigtail and then some other random pieces.
Well, and there is a mnemonic, or what would you call this, attached here with this, but it's some words here that they have of what spoon stands for. Apparently I'm like the super noodle spoon or something. It is,
maybe spoon is your war cry.
Spoon,
you wouldn't be the first.
Spoon.
Points to whoever can send me what that reference is.
Spoon apparently stands for super powerful ouch ouch noodle eater.
I agree.
I am Super Noodle. Super powerful. And ouch, ouch. And Noodle Eater.
Dachshin, at the risk of mentioning him twice in one episode, already got the reference. The Tick.
Talk?
No, the Tick.
The Tick.
It was his war cry.
Spoon?
Although I actually didn't even remember myself. I remembered him, but I mostly remembered his sidekick, the moth.
There are apparently blood stains on this as well, as what? There are some little squiggles from some other things. I suspect a blue villain was once here.
I think it's part of future Super Noodle who is dead.
But then my favorite part of this
Powie.
Is apparently, I'm guessing that on the other side of this paper, this is an illustration of you and me, because here's me, obviously Super Noodle. I've got this nice mask, the spoiler style haircut sticking out like fins from my head, and slamming Powie into what looks like you.
It doesn't look like me. It doesn't even have a nose.
That's the spitting image of you, literally.
It's not the spitting image.
They spit ink on the page and it looks like you.
Well, then you look like Senior Card Gage turned to superhero.
And then they even have a picture of Super Noodle. That's me, because I'm so awesome.
Just.
And, ouch, ouch. They have a picture of me.
With a lasso.
Yeah, apparently throwing a lasso.
You know what that lasso does? It turns people into church mice.
Well, you got to get them into church in some way.
Oh, gosh.
If I have to turn them into a mouse, then so it. But in addition to this, he sent a donation. He sent a chicken flavor. Thank you. We're actually not lacking for chicken flavored packets for ramen noodles.
Can I sprinkle that on your head?
No, you may not.
Why?
Because I don't believe in that kind of baptism.
Oh,
but
gosh.
This, we'll add this to our collection of chicken flavoring packets. Unless, Jeremy, do you need some chicken flavoring?
Yes.
Life? Some seasoning packets of chicken?
Yes, I need to put it in my coffee.
He sent us one tiny little Hershey's chocolate bar.
No, put this chicken flavor on the Hershey's bar.
That's what I'm thinking. Chicken chocolate. Chicken chocolate. Chicken seasoned chocolate.
Yes.
CSE.
I think it's a hit to be.
It will be. So maybe we'll actually have to try that. I mean, he doesn't explain why he sent these two things together. Maybe it's like the chicken flavoring is for you so you can be preserved with all the MSG and the chocolate's for Jenny and I, or the chocolate is for all of us to split. Maybe it's a metaphor of something. But based on our podcast profit sharing agreement, I think you might get like maybe a corner of this chocolate. I don't know.
I'll
have to look at the contract again. But then again, we'll also just split this and enjoy it with Jenny, since I'm sure you sent this before you realized that Jenny was gone.
Yeah, now when you send stuff, don't send any for Jenny. Just kidding. But send only a lesser amount, because her stomach's a lot smaller now that she's a church mouse. So she can really only have a few crumbs without, you know, going belly up.
Well, speaking of Jenny and apparently going belly up a little bit, but not like Jenny going belly up, but me going belly up, meaning like sleeping.
Oh,
this is the message.
That means sleeping now?
This is the message from Jenny, because the subject line was, I finally caught Daniel sleep talking. And she has instructions. She asked me to read this as if it's a play, and I have to assign different voices to each part. There are three parts: myself, which will be played by me, Jenny, which will be played by me, and a narrator, which will be played by
Jenny, the church mouse.
So here it goes. Narrator. A note from Jenny to the listeners. In all fairness, I'll admit, just hours prior to the most entertaining and rare occurrence, I woke Daniel up because of a rather horrifying dream that felt excessively realistic. It was about a huge spider dangling from a corner of the room nearest my side of the bed. Daniel saved the day, or rather, the night, as usual. What a guy! However, about an hour or two later, this happened. I'm improvising some sound effects here. Tally-doo, tally-doo. And you'll pick up on the voice differences immediately.
Well, I would hope so.
Poof. You just said poof. Did you know? Why'd you say poof? Doors. What doors? Someone just showed me the doors. Driven by the prospect of revenge, Jenny continues the conversation. What are you looking for? Pants. I said pants. Pants? What pants? The right pants. Jenny smirks with glee. Are you wearing the right pants? Yes. What's so special about these pants? They don't doodle every few minutes. I've had some problems with pants doodling in the past. Jenny starts to wonder if this is really happening, or if Daniel had woken up at some point during this bizarre conversation and is now playing along for the sake of having a good story of his own to share on the ramen noodle. She tries to imagine what he'd say. She wonders if she should go on. She wonders if she should stop. Either way, she's now feeling thoroughly distracted. Oh. I don't know which way she meant for me to say that. Suddenly, she is out of ideas. Okay. Jenny fears forgetting this whole conversation and wonders if Daniel would think it odd if she were to turn on a nearby lamp in order to jot all this down onto a notepad she always keeps in the nightstand drawer. But then, she remembers her laptop in the dining room. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Jenny leaves the bedroom, trying to not to seem conspicuous, heads toward the dining room and enters the kitchen, pausing at the sink. She fills a pot with water and begins making stew. Stew is one of her... Stew is one of her... I can't... Stew is one of her favorite foods, after all. Where'd my script go? Stupid Chrome extension just updated. It took over my window. Okay, here we go. Stew is one of her favorite foods, after all. She starts collecting veggies for chopping while pondering what meat to put into the pot. She snaps her fingers with abrupt realization, as if remembering a very important task. She grabs a large slotted spoon and bursts out the back door, heading straight for the small white square in the concrete that's barely visible next to the pool in the dim light of a perfectly round full moon.
Okay.
Jenny opens the small lid of the skimmer and peers down exuberantly at the swollen Edna within.
Ew!
While scooping out the drifting remains of a thoroughly drowned wild bunny, Jenny is distracted by the sight of the moon reflecting serenely on the water in the pool next to her. Dropping the spoon, which gives a hollow beep sound as it collides with the largest bit of Edna, now extracted from the skimmer. She dives into the dark and leafy water. No. Down she swims with toads and worms, and soon she sees a distant light. A thought crosses her mind of a far-off sleeping husband, a dark dining room, a dimly lit, glowing laptop, and of thoughts that need to be recorded. But she brushes aside the urge to leave the pool and her swimming companions, thinking this will be a night to remember. The end.
What?
She asked me for a suggestion for an ending, and this is not at all what I expected.
Wow.
I mean, like, I hadn't read this beforehand, but she just told me earlier today, I'm trying to figure out how should I end this? So I don't know how much of that Mr. Narrator guy was actually in there, but I don't remember this at all.
Did she fall asleep after she talked to you and start dreaming all that?
It might have been.
I really don't believe that she was making Edna stew in the middle of the night.
Well, there were a couple more Ednas recently.
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean she was in the middle of the night pulling them out and putting them in stew.
Well,
and then swimming.
I did wake up one morning to stew.
Ew.
No. So, I like pants that don't doodle. Doodle-free pants.
Okay. Hmm.
Or at least pants that don't doodle every few minutes.
Once in a while is okay.
Or maybe that's the problem, that they doodle only every once in a while. They need to doodle constantly or continually, what? Nonetheless.
I do not think we are thinking of the word doodle in the same way.
The ever doodling pants.
No, you are just trying to come up with show titles now.
Maybe. And by the time you are listening to this, you'll probably know which of these show titles won out, and you'll probably be surprised by, oh, that's the one they chose? Okay.
Probably.
Which often happens with stuff that happens.
Good job.
Hey, thanks to those who left reviews for us. By the way, thank you, Jenny.
Jenny.
It's the first time we've ever received feedback email, like positive feedback email, from an ex-co-host before. I mean, there was the one that said something like...
I love how you clarified positive as though to say all our previous ex-co-hosts have only sent negative feedback.
Well, I'm not saying, but...
Oh, my. Were you?
But anyway, speaking of positive feedback, or any feedback at all, awesome. Thank you, listeners, for leaving kind ratings and reviews for us in iTunes. We recently received written reviews from August W. Booth and Hatter Madness. So thank you so much for reviewing us in iTunes. If you haven't reviewed us in iTunes yet, that is writing a review, not just leaving the 5 stars for us, but writing a review, please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes and you can write up that review or mark these other reviews as helpful if you have already left a review. So now, for this, our last parting segment. Which is this. Noodles in the news.
I love noodles in the news.
I receive a particular bulletin board email every now and then, and it seems every time I receive it, it has something in it worth sharing, some mistake that someone made. Here is someone selling a bunch of what seems to be camping supplies.
Uh-oh.
Full-size air mattress. Okay.
Check.
Need that for camping. Air pump. Yep. Need
check.
That. 40 to 60 degree Fahrenheit sleeping bag.
Check.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm
thinking. Winter stick snowboard. Apparently, they like to snow camp. And to top it all off for your camping trip, a Sears lawn tractor. Just needs a battery.
Oh, wow. Do you not take a lawn tractor when you camp? It depends on where you're camping. If you're camping on an old golf course, then that's what you need.
I prefer to take a weed eater with me.
Oh.
Because it doesn't get out that often, and it starts to get really, really hungry, and these natural camping places are good places for it to feed. So,
did you call them natural camping places?
Yes.
As opposed to...
artificial camping places.
Those are called hotels.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Also biodomes.
Ooh, yeah. Like under the dome?
Nope.
Oh.
That's not a biodome. That's a crazy dome.
Crazy dome. Crazy.
What's happening right now?
Dome. Here is another email that came in from the similar service.
From the similar service. And by that, he means the bulletin board still.
The secret similar service substitution center for science. And
snakes.
Progressive.
No, snakes.
thought.
Snakes.
Snapes?
Snakes. Sentient snakes. There, I preserved your S pattern.
Thank you.
I made it something totally different, though. Hope you're okay with that.
I think it works because I was kind of sneaking snake tongue anyway.
I'm sneaking.
But anyway, here is another message that came in from, well, it's the same service. This was just a different week of something else that someone else was listing in this bulletin board. And this is under the free section. And this is pretty good for free. I want this. So speaking of lawn tractors.
Yeah.
Here's a mower.
Yeah.
22 inches.
Yeah.
Good working engine.
Yeah.
6 horsepower Briggs & Stratton.
Yeah.
Broken handle.
Yeah.
And wheels are pretty wobbly.
Yeah.
Also 5-disc CD changer.
What? What?
That's what it says.
Wow.
I want the mower with the 5-disc CD changer.
That sounds incredibly redneck.
Wow.
I'm imagining that it is installed via duct tape.
Maybe. They probably replaced the record player with the CD player.
Probably. So that brings it up a little bit.
It does.
I have a story from the entertainment sector of the news.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm. It is a song, so it is out of the music sector of entertainment. The people who brought us Rebecca Black's Friday.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Again. They have struck again, my friend. And it's better that our listeners hear it from us than any place else.
So we're going to be nice.
If we're not too late.
We're going to be gentle on this and give it to you lovingly since, you know, you want to hear this. Yeah. From mm-hmm. someone you trust.
Yeah. Someone who you can laugh and cry with over it. And you will do both. 你就加些松饼粉, no, that's not English. He's working with noodles that are now rainbow.
Was that a stomach growling?
I think so.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday, 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 partying, partying. Friday, partying, partying. Same.
I can hear the parodies coming already.
Panda?
She is now BFFs with a panda.
Awkward.
A giant panda.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
Is that panda trying to eat her alive?
I don't think so. I think that was a tickle fight.
Oh, and here's the courtesy rapper.
Yeah. Don't be a busy bee, cause it's your fantasy to eat
Chinese food, egg roll, and chop suey. They're playing Monopoly in a Chinese store.
What's wrong with that?
with a black guy in a panda suit. Do you not see problems? And the black guy is the token rapper in this.
Yes. Well, I think he's responsible for the whole thing. He just fed noodles to his disembodied panda head.
He's torturing the thing.
Well, he is the thing.
And now he was dipping his finger in blood.
Oh, gosh, that sweet and sour sauce looks like blood. Make it sweet. Oh, my gosh. Takes away my stress. Now I'm going to go and eat Panda Express. No, I don't know that because I've never met you. I think it goes on like this partying, for a couple of years.
Partying.
Yeah! Ah, creepy panda follows her down the stairs. And then assaults her with cookies.
Wow.
And then took off with a giant rainbow fart.
Oh, wow.
So, that exists. I wanted you all to be aware.
And this is called Allison Gold Chinese Food Official Music Video.
It's the official. Make no mistake, there will be unofficial versions as well. Oh, my goodness. If one of you cares to make one, perhaps about ramen noodles, and send it to us, we would like that.
I love ramen noodles.
Yeah!
I love ramen noodles.
I don't know what that was. Mix.
Well, we'll have that in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/161. And if you know of some good versions, parody versions, send them to us. The unofficial ones.
Unofficial.
It's got 5.8 million views at this time. It's about to hit 5.9. By the time you watch it, you know you're going to hit that number up a little bit higher, unfortunately.
You know that it's true.
It has 15,900 likes, 71,600 dislikes.
Oh, that's rough.
I would say that this place where people lock their children up and get music written about their children's likes and dislikes, they probably have the most disliked videos on YouTube.
The most love to hate videos on YouTube.
Yes.
Because people say dislike, but let's be honest, everybody likes to dislike them.
Well, you know, Rebecca Black's Friday video gets tons of views on Tuesdays. I mean, Fridays.
I think we should go listen to that again.
It's Friday, getting down on Friday.
How did you pull up the link so fast? That was amazing.
Well, you know, I just have it on my soundboard ready to play. Well, listener, we would love your feedback, your funny stories. We'd love to connect with you in all kinds of cool ways. Maybe go out for Chinese sometime and invite the panda with us.
Or invite the panda.
Maybe that's us inside the panda suit and you don't know it.
When it follows you down the stairs.
And farts out a rainbow.
And then flies away on a sweet, sweet rainbow.
But you can send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message that way. And mail us cool stuff by sending it to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. As in Chinese combo number 5.
Wow.
Which is an extremely niche joke.
Is it? I thought it was funny without knowing.
I think I would be very, very surprised if anyone gets that to combo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody loves some Chinese fries.
I raise my eyebrows at you in astonishment. And since I oiled them recently, you couldn't hear the squeaking in the microphone.
You oil your eyebrows?
Well, they squeak. Oh, you need to oil yours too, huh?
Wow. Squeaky eyebrows. Sure thing. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast And you can get all of those subscription links and everything else related to this podcast over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. Going out for Chinese. And thanks for listening.
There's only one life worth living.
Yeah!
When they try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. And stand by, like not right this very minute, but soon we'll know what podcast made it into the podcast awards so you can vote, but you can always find out the update over at cleancomedypodcast.com/podcastawards.